We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, open-minded viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. En localidad Engativá UTZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. En Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5, La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia, and in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. in Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vistas Televisión, and in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapera Quay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tomoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altaic Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Mozambique receives food aid for more than 6 million children. In community news, the Korean version of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, is celebrated in Busan. In animal welfare news, rare cranes are reintroduced to their native habitat in England. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 15th, five Central American countries, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua, celebrate their Independence Day, commemorating their attainment of autonomy in 1821. Costa Rica is home to Cocos Island National Park, a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site. Cocos Island contains a tropical rainforest, the only island in the region to have one. El Salvador has many ancient Mayan sites. One of the nation's human rights heroes, His Grace Archbishop Oscar Romero, is an internationally respected historical figure. In Guatemala, the Tikal National Park, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, is among the largest archaeological sites in the Americas. It contains the country's most famous Mayan cultural relics. Honduras's Maya site of Copan is a very significant locale of the civilization and is also a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Nicaragua is the region's largest country and contains Central America's biggest lake, Lake Nicaragua. May the fine citizens of Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua have a splendid Independence Day.
Mayan News. Earthquakes jolt Japan and Peru. On Monday, September 13th, a 5.7 magnitude quake shook northeastern Japan as it struck between the main island of Honshu and the northern island of Hokkaido, with tremors that caused alarm in Aomori and neighboring prefectures, including Akita, Iwate, and Hokkaido. In Latin America, on the same day, a trembler measuring 5.9 on the Richter scale hit southern Peru, its epicenter located 125 kilometers northwest of Juliaca in the Puno region. The events, fortunately, did not result in damage or injuries. We are thankful for the safety of the quake affected and pray at the same time that such disturbances are curbed, with humanity striving for more caring and eco-conscious ways.
Iran sends planes full of aid and monetary assistance to flood-stricken Pakistan to help bring relief to the millions who in the past month have endured the nation's worst flooding ever, with around 1,700 lives and countless homes lost. The Islamic Republic of Iran has been on the forefront of providing Pakistani brethren with much-needed humanitarian aid and other resources. The Iranian Red Crescent Society has set up numerous relief camps across the provinces of Sindh, Punjab, and Balochistan, each of which are offering shelter and medical care to 1,000 families. The Iranian military is organizing and transporting supplies to the camps, with plans in place to soon construct 10 more.
So far, around 500 doctors, nurses, and other health professionals have arrived to volunteer their time and professional expertise, along with approximately 15,000 tents and 1,000 tons of aid material, including food and medicine. Conveying further concern for the well-being of the flood-afflicted people, Iran's government has dispatched an additional 5 airplanes carrying relief goods, which were received in Lahore on Monday. The previous week, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Sayed Ali Khamenei called upon fellow Muslims across the world to give a helping hand to brethren in need, and Iranian First Vice President Mohammad Reza Rahimi reported that the government has donated $100 million in humanitarian aid thus far.
Our sincere gratitude, and Allah bless the Iranian government, the Red Crescent Society, military, medical personnel, and all others who are working to bring comfort and sustenance to the affected Pakistani people. We pray for their protection and soon return to the regularity of day-to-day life, and that humanity's increased benevolence may soon ease such disastrous calamities as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russian scientist developing medicine for eternal youth. Professor Vladimir Skalachev, Dean of Moscow State University's Faculty of Bioinformatics and Bioenergetics, who is also a Russian Academy of Sciences as well as European Academy member, has announced the development of a special antioxidant that he says can halt the aging process. Having spent 4 decades on research, the professor said that he has been able to develop the substance which neutralizes poisonous superoxides that are converted from oxygen by the body.
99% в среднем, это восстановление до воды. Он превращается в безобидную воду. Но 1%, или чуть больше, чуть меньше, видимо, к старости больше, это образование супероксида, когда кислород принимает один электрон, и становится предшественником очень ядовитых веществ.
After 6 months of applying the antioxidant solution to one of his own cataracts, Professor Skalachev said that his physician confirmed the cataract to be gone. With scientific colleagues such as Nobel Medical Prize laureate Dr. Günter Blaubel, who have expressed their confidence in his work and its effectiveness, the professor now plans clinical trials and expects the new antioxidant will be available to the general public within 2 years.
That's very realistic, because it has been shown that oxidative damage is huge, but we don't have antioxidants of the type that Skulachev has developed. And he is, coined the term bioenergetics. He is clearly the world's best biochemist, bioenergetics person.
Bravo, Professor Skalachev, on your remarkable dedication and scientific achievement. We look forward to hearing more of your continued progress for the benefit of all, as we meanwhile are encouraged to consume fresh fruits and veggies in abundance for their natural antioxidant-rich goodness.
First Kurdish language news agency launched in Iran. The privately held Kurd Press International News Agency opened in western Iran's Sanandaj city on Saturday, September 11th, with news available in Farsi, Kurdish and English languages. The publication features coverage of international events as well as those specific to the Kurdish regions of Iran, Turkey and Iraq. The news agency is also available online at www.kurdpress.com. Our accolades, Kurd Press, International News Agency, for bringing meaningful multi-language reporting to the people of the Kurdish regions. May many residents enjoy access to the up-to-date and accurate information you provide.
Star Trek Lieutenant Commander Worf enjoys the benefits of vegan fare. Speaking with video journalist Phoebe Chuangtra of Live Fit magazine, American actor Michael Dorn shared that he has been vegan for more than 2 years now. Mr. Dorn played Worf in Star Trek The Next Generation, whose popular character was the only one to appear in more than one Star Trek series, saying that a diet with no animal products helped him shed 40-plus pounds. Mr. Dorn also stated that the transition has been easy because he feels so much better. He currently complements his plant-based diet with daily exercise and says he has not missed meat at all, especially with such delicious plant-based meals as French fries with a vegan burger dressed up in chili and mustard. Our hats off, Mr. Michael Dorn, for your life-affirming and planet-cooling dietary choice. May your exemplary lifestyle raise awareness and inspire many others toward the multifold benefits of plant-based fare.
More fatalities in bull running events. This past week, one woman and two men suffered fatal wounds caused by the running of the bulls event in Spain, which is the activity that precedes the cruel bullfight in which the animal, often slowly and torturously, loses his life. Mrs. Maria del Carmen Lopez del Burgo, mother of a 15-year-old son, died after she was struck in the head by a passing bull in the town of Arganda del Rey. In another incident, a bricklayer was fatally gored in Villaseca de la Sagra, while a 72-year-old man died after being similarly struck during the running of the bulls in La Diosa. Media sources indicate that in the past decade at least 36 people have been gored to death in Spanish bull runs. In a recent survey, 60% of Spaniards said they do not approve of the activity of bullfighting, and the event is now banned in the Spanish Canary Islands as well as the northeastern province of Catalonia. We are deeply saddened to know of the tragic loss of human life due to an event that also results in the cruel death of animals. Our prayers that Catalonia and the Canary Islands are joined in banning these cruel practices, and that people worldwide soon regard all animal co-inhabitants with the utmost care and respect.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat. because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Massentierhaltung zum Beispiel ist ein großes Problem. Der Fleischkonsum in gerade auch den reichen Ländern des Nordens ist für das Klima nicht gut.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Thirty-six survive Venezuela plane crash. On Monday, September 13, an aircraft containing 47 passengers and four crew members suddenly descended during its flight between Bolivar State's Guyana City and Margarita Island in the Caribbean. The aircraft burst into flames as it made impact with the ground only minutes from Guyana City, on the premises at the state-run Cedar Steel Corporation. Though 15 people sadly perished, 36 were rescued and rushed to hospitals for treatment. According to Bolivar State Governor Francisco Rangel, local officials and nearby Cedar employees immediately ran to pull people from the burning plane and are credited with the many lives that were saved. While the cause of the accident is still unknown, the pilot had reported difficulty controlling the aircraft just before impact, according to Regional Disaster Response Chief Jose Garcia. Our sincere condolences to the families who have suffered loss, as we also convey our gratefulness for the life-saving actions of the officials and volunteer employees, wishing the injured a smooth recovery and that all the survivors may cherish many more moments in the loving company of family and friends.
Accomplished American actor remembered. Mr. Kevin McCarthy, whose versatile career on stage, screen and television spanned nearly 70 years, passed away on September 11th at the ripe age of 96. With his Broadway debut in the play Abe Lincoln in Illinois, Mr. McCarthy was granted membership in the Actors Studio. He went on to star as Biff Loman in the classic Death of a Salesman, a role that he accepted again for the film version of the play, which earned him an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor.
Soon after, Mr. McCarthy was named New Star of the Year at the Golden Globes, and his success continued as he starred in a variety of films including Inner Space, UHF, and later Looney Tunes, Back in Action. Mr. McCarthy also graced television with numerous appearances in shows such as Flamingo Road and The Twilight Zone. Mr. McCarthy also had the opportunity to meet Supreme Master Ching Hai at the 1999 annual Oscar Gala Night of 100 Stars, where they greeted each other and conversed warmly.
We send our heartfelt condolences to the family and friends of Mr. Kevin McCarthy, whose talented contributions will continue to be widely admired. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's forever love and light.
Save our planet. British migratory bird decline linked to climate change. A study conducted by the British Trust for Ornithology, or BTO, has discovered a connection between diminishing populations of 16 United Kingdom bird species and rainfall patterns in their migratory destinations of the African Sahel region near the Sahara Desert. Many of the species, including the tree pipit and the turtle dove, have experienced up to 85% population declines since 1966. The researchers believe that lower rainfall patterns and reduced habitats in Africa are in turn making fewer fruits and seeds available for the birds.
British Trust for Ornithology ecologist Dr. Nancy Ockenden noted that birds flying back to the UK, according to a regular migratory schedule, might be too weak from lack of adequate food to survive the migration, while those that delay to build up enough energy for the return flight could arrive too late to nest and create new families. Both possibilities place the species' survival in jeopardy.
Dr. Ockenden, we thank you and your colleagues at the British Trust for Ornithology for highlighting this crucial connection between a warming climate and avian survival. May concerned leaders and citizens alike engage in effective mitigation to maintain the healthful lives of both our human and animal co-inhabitants.
During an August 2009 video conference in Thailand, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the plight being endured by many of our animal co-inhabitants while offering insight into how we can best ensure their survival.
Our animal friends are suffering terribly due to the effects of global warming. Many of the animals are dying or at the brink of extinct or already gone due to unbearable temperatures, or they are being forced out of their habitats. Birds of all kinds in every corner of the globe are also imperiled, according to the World Wildlife Fund. Some bird populations declined by up to 90%. Some already disappeared. With the expected 2 degrees C temperature rise, bird extinction rates could reach 38% in Europe and 72% in Northeast Australia. We have lost so many innocents already. But the animals know exactly what is happening without a word. They know that the solution lies not so much in words, but in daily actions. And the essential change that will be the most restorative for our world is to be vegan.
Save our planet. Korean automaker Hyundai introduces the Blue On, its first all-electric zero-emissions vehicle with a single charge, range of 140 kilometers, a maximum speed of 130 kilometers per hour, and planned production for 2012.
Save our planet. The United Nations warns that food shortages resulting from Syria's extreme four-year drought have driven up to 3 million people into conditions of extreme poverty, with many now living in settlement camps after being forced to leave their homes.
Warning news. Australian scientists find that a high percentage of female marine snails living near the coast of Perth, Australia, have developed male organs due to exposure to tributyl tin, or TBT, a substance used in underwater paints that was banned in 2008 by the International Maritime Organization, but is still being released from coastal sediment.
Hello, I'm Keyhonk the proboscis monkey, here with my son Doki, and our diet is totally animal-free.
Today we have a tip for storing leftovers. You can make a tight seal on your snack bag using a no-longer-used plastic water bottle.
Carefully cut the bottle's top off about an inch or so below the attached cap. Dispose and recycle the bottom piece of the bottle.
Remove the cap and pull the open end of the bag through the hole from the bottom and spread it over the rim. Then screw the cap back on to seal it tight.
It's an easy way to save yourself from buying a container and still keep your food fresh.
Thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
And thanks for tuning in. Now the weather around the world.
In medical news, Mozambique receives a 43,700 euro donation in food aid for more than 6 million children. Representatives of Brazil, Mozambique, and the World Food Program signed an agreement to distribute free food in primary schools. It is envisioned that with improved nutrition, the quality of education can also be enhanced. Our sincere appreciation, Brazil, World Food Program, and Mozambique, for your collaborative endeavor. May the lovely children of the nation have many bright and happy days and years ahead with all heaven's blessings.
In community news, the Korean version of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, is celebrated in Busan. Yongguang Bookstore, a prominent meeting place and location for cultural events, hosted a seminar and photo exhibition to commemorate the publication of The Noble Wilds in the Korean language. Speakers at the gathering included film director Mr. Kim Hee-jin and author Dr. Dada Sitarain Jananda. They emphasized the deep meanings found in The Noble Wilds.
모든 생명체들은 각자의 어떤 생존에 대한 권리들이 있다고 생각이 들고요. 그래서 뭐 그런 의미에서 일단 고귀한 야생이 어떤 이상적인 어떤 그런 모습들을 보여주는 것 같고 또 자극도 받을 수 있지 않을까 생각해 봅니다. 이번에 채식을 하기로 결정을 했고요.
그 사진 자체에 그게 갈수록 가슴 울려가지고 그래서 그런 경험이 있고 나서 아 이분 자체가 사랑으로 체화된 분이구나. 그러니까 모든 것을 사랑이면 사랑으로밖에 볼 수 없는 거예요. 미움이라는 게 있을 수 없거든.
The accompanying 8-day photo show featured amazing pictures from the Noble Wilds. In addition, lifelike displays gave visitors a real sense of the exquisite nature depicted in the book.
사진전 보니까 되게 기분 좋아요. 되게 이쁘게 돼 있고 이제 고기 좀 자제하고요. 채식 먹도록 하려고요. 몸에도 좋고 지구에도 좋다고 하니까.
지금 상황으로 육식을 좀 안 먹어야 되고 그런 상황에서 어떤 계기가 된 것 같아서 무척 좋았고 제가 보니까 이제 저분이 굉장히 사랑이 지극하신 분 같으시고
이 책이 주는 그 메시지가 참으로 모든 생명과 야생동물이든 동식물이든 그 생명이 우리와 하나 됐다는 것을 깨우쳐주는 아주 소중한 책이라고 생각합니다. 그래서 저는 이 책을 출판하게 된 것을 지극히 영광스럽게 생각합니다. 칭하이 무서서 선생님께 진심으로 이 고귀한 책을 출판해 주시도록 허락해 주신 것에 대해서 정말 감사드립니다.
Supreme Master Ching Hai replied to this kind comment. I'm the one who should be grateful to you.
Ocarina playing, a tea offering ceremony, and complimentary vegan food were also shared. The delectable fare was provided by Loving Hut Busan, part of an international franchise encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai to offer affordable and delicious plant-based meals for the growing number of vegans around the globe. What great news to hear about the publication of the Korean version of The Noble Wilds. May many be blessed as they read about the magnificent lives of our animal friends through the loving words and photographs by Supreme Master Ching Hai. Up next on Noteworthy News, after an absence of 400 years, rare cranes are reintroduced to their habitat. We'll take a God contemplative walk and be right back. More foresighted news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exciting news for a lively world. In animal welfare news, rare cranes are reintroduced to their native habitat in England. The Great Crane Project is helping to reinstate a new community of precious birds in the southwest region of England. They have not been sighted in this area for 400 years. The initiative is a collaborative effort between the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust, and Pensthorpe Conservation Trust. The first birds are being returned to wetlands in autumn 2010. A chick rearing facility will also be built for the project. Our heartfelt thankfulness, Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust, and Pensthorpe Conservation Trust, for your life-saving endeavor. May these magnificent birds flourish in their home territory for centuries to come.
Time for some light-hearted humor with joke of the day told in Punjabi entitled Doctor's Orders.
Mere doctor ne akhya ki main apne zukham nu dur kar sakdi ha. Garam pani naal ishnan ton baad turant hi ek glass santre da juice pi ke. Sachi ਤੇ ਕੀ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਦੂਰ ਹੋਇਆ? ਮੈਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਤਾ, ਮੈਥੋਂ ਤਾਂ ਅਜੇ ਗਰਮ ਪਾਣੀ ਵਾਲਾ ਇਸ਼ਨਾਨ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੀਤਾ ਗਿਆ।
And now for our viewers' heartline on Ram Bahadur Bumjan, the meditating Buddha boy from Nepal on a journey through aesthetic realms. Pratharian Ram Bahadur has conveyed profound spiritual insights of peace and love.
Welcome, another Bodhisattva saint. We are all charged with the responsibility of spreading the words that this boy speaks of. Buddha continues his work until all sentient beings have transcended birth and death. Welcome, Ram Bahadur Bumjan, viewer from Australia.
Caring viewer, thank you for your enlightened comments. Ram Bahadur Bumjan has transmitted a message of love for all beings and dedicatedly encouraged the animal-free diet. We pray his profound words advocating respect for each precious life are heeded. May celestial light shine forth in our world.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your everyday be graced with heavenly kindness and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Afghan Red Crescent Society and the Max India Foundation of New Delhi partner to assist Afghan children with potentially fatal heart disease and have successfully treated 35 youths so far, with 30 more per month planned in the future.
The Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan Charitable and Humanitarian Foundation in the United Arab Emirates is donating $5.4 million for 600 United Arab Emirates citizens and 400 foreign nationals to be able to perform Hajj, the pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca, Saudi Arabia.
Chinese resident Jiao Bo Quan of Liaoning Province, who has earned 9 diplomas, including 3 doctoral and 2 master degrees, is being honored by the China World Records Association for having the highest number in the country.
Dudu Zane Zuma, son of the South African president Jacob Zuma, pledges to donate 70% of his proceeds from a trade transaction estimated at $139 million total to benefit the less fortunate in his country.
The United Arab Emirates donates $42 million to the Palestinian Authority to help support the continued operation of the Palestinian government.
Researchers at the United Arab Emirates University in Abu Dhabi build the world's first fully automated robot that resembles a human, is fluent in English and Arabic, and can hold intelligent conversations based on information it gathers via the internet.
In the science journal Nature Materials, researchers from the University of California, Berkeley, and Stanford University in California, USA, report on the development of artificial skin with detectors that quickly convert changes in pressure to electrical signals, possibly leading to robotic devices that could perceive the difference between objects by touch.
Egypt's Minister of Water Resources and Irrigation, Mohamed Nasreddin Alamin, reports that an underground reservoir has been discovered that can supply sufficient water to cultivate 260,000 acres.
Armenia's ambassador to Iran, Grigor Arakelian, meets with Iranian Commerce Minister Mehdi Ghazanfari for discussions of furthering the two countries' trade relations.
To help end homelessness, Miami-Dade County in Florida, USA, is installing meters similar to those used for parking, into which people can put spare change to go toward programs for feeding, housing, and helping the homeless. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.